This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We always localize it here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, the OG John Lopez, been covering sports for 30 years. And my man, Figgy Fig, what if Justin Verlander had said no to the Astros in 2017? We're going to answer that along with a lot of what-if questions in about 2 minutes. But before we do, we got to give a shout-out to all the loopholes and all the Sports Radio 610 listeners that came out to Twin Peaks 290, 2 p.m. on Saturday for Pong Bowl 2019. Amazing event. Amazing time. Amazing getting to interact with all of our great listeners and people that were up there. You said the $10 yep. car wash, bikini car wash. You had the tournament for $1,000 cash. Just a great time by all. And I feel safe in saying that In the Loop has the best listeners in the entire city and at the entire station. Shout out to all the loopholes. You came. You dominated the place, and we might not have won first prize, but you know what? It really didn't matter because we definitely made the biggest impact there. I can hang my hat on that.
Just to recap quickly, we had two of the final four teams each lost in the semifinal.
Okay, Daryl Morey.
It was, I'm not going there. We will go there. But I'm just recapping. Our guy, Lil T, Chris Torres.
Shout out to Lil T.
Was right there. Had the two-time defendant. Down two cups with one cup remaining for himself and ended up letting it slip away. But he still cashed a check. And then Doug, our guy Doug, was another semifinalist that lost. And then in the championship, Jonathan Ocampo, big-time fisherman.
My college teammate.
Yeah, big-time fisherman, rec teammate.
Yeah.
Lost to the two-time, now three-time defending champion, who, by the way, was picked up by the Triple Threat.
Their last pick.
Like in a Friday news dump. Like it was Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. They happened to get the two-time defending champion on their team.
And you know what? There wasn't much buzz about them either.
We didn't know he was on their team until we got there.
Yeah, I'm saying I didn't even know the Triple Threat had a participating team.
And all I'm saying is, exactly.
Like, I didn't even know they were a part of it.
Rich thought he had to play.
Rich thought he had to play. So, like, at close of business Friday, they happened to have the two-time, now three-time defending champ. I'm just saying.
Hey, did you guys hear?
Sean Pendergast has a long and deep history with the seedy underbelly of the gambling people.
All right, whatever, dude.
Just saying.
And you know how there's always, like, there'll be a champion, and 5 years after that champion wins, like, a team, you're
when they do a 30 for 30 on this?
Yeah, it's us. Like, you won't even remember. This guy didn't give a damn about the Triple Threat. Let's be honest. He was out there for himself. I feel safe in saying every loophole who represented us, it was more about the name on the front of the jersey instead of the back.
Yes.
I can't say the same for that Jamoke that won it a third straight time.
Mm-hmm.
LaCroix. Talking to you, Adam LaCroix.
BMAC. Oh, let me get the phone. It's 4:55 p.m. Let me see who's on the line. Oh, it's the two-time defending champ. You're on our team.
Now, I will say this. Sean, not too happy with what you just said. He's not too happy with what you just said. I may have got a text. Sean, not happy. Sean, not happy. But I will say, Sean was having to carry the hype thing for a long time.
Yeah,
he was having to carry the hype thing for a long time. And you know what? Whatever works for you, whatever works for you. But it was a fun time by all. It was great to see. It was great to be there. And we look forward to many more events like this. Thank you very much for being out there. Figgy, I know you had a good time as well. Lopez had a good time.
Oh, it was fun.
Fun times to be had. We'll try to have more loophole gatherings as the year goes on. We're going to play the H-Town What If game.
Okay.
the H-Town What If game, because we are big fans on this show. Landry Larker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We are big fans of the butterfly effect.
Right.
And if one thing didn't happen, then what happens after that? So I'm just going to go through some stuff that's happened throughout history, and you can suggest some as well, loopholes, 713-572-4610. And I want you to tell me what happens if this doesn't happen. We're going to start with the Houston Astros. Best team in baseball the last three seasons. What if Justin Verlander, on August 31st, 2017, says no to the trade to the Houston Astros, and he does not come here?
Which is as close to a reality as you could
get. 5 minutes away from happening.
Some people said mere seconds away in the last 5 minutes. He finally sat down and decided to go ahead and agree to the deal. The Astros sent Franklin Perez, the number three prospect on their squad at the time, Daz Cameron, an outfielder, and catcher Jake Rogers to the Tigers. Had they not made that trade, what if they didn't make that Verlander trade? They don't win the World Series in 2017. I think they make an offseason move or some sort of move in 2018, and maybe Dallas Keuchel's still pitching. Does it force you to sign Keuchel again?
I don't know, because he would have still had to pitch 1 year. I think if they don't make it then, they might make it in the offseason, but they wouldn't have won the World Series. I think it's very safe to say they were 5 minutes away from not winning a World Series. What if Jacksonville had drafted Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes, number four overall, in the 2017 NFL draft? And let's just say, for the sake of discussion, Kansas City still traded up, and they got one or the other.
Right.
So Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, not available in 2017. What happens if the Texans aren't able to trade up and get QB4, as I like to call him?
You know, what's interesting is the Texans were at a point where they had to draft a quarterback there, right? We all know that. But had Jacksonville drafted Deshaun Watson, who would the Texans be with right now? They would have drafted a quarterback. You know, who was still – let's say that Pat Mahomes was gone and Deshaun Watson was gone, then who's there?
I mean, I don't know that they drafted
Sean
anyone.
Kizer.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they run it through. I think they still go 4-12 that year, maybe even worse, because Deshaun won three of the games. And then I think that the season could end. And I think we could be talking about a team led by Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield with a new head coach and not Bill O'Brien.
Well, that's the other thing. Deshaun Kizer was available. You know, he ended up going to Cleveland in the second round, 52nd pick overall. There was a run on quarterbacks early of those quarterbacks. And so, you know, Davis Webb, what does that do for you? He was available. So, yeah, I think Jacksonville could easily maybe.
Jacksonville would be the best team in the division.
And Indianapolis.
And Jacksonville could even have a Super Bowl because they were a quarter away with Blake Bortles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been Jacksonville's division. We could be talking about the Jags and the Colts instead of the Texans, and we could be talking about a team with a new coach. Playing the what-if game, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. What if Daryl Morey hadn't traded for Chris Paul? What if the Chris Paul trade had never been made?
Well, they wouldn't be as close to a championship in 2018, right?
Yeah.
They might be better off this year.
I think they'd be better off, period. Because you look at the other guys mm-hmm. that have been traded and the other guys they were even linked to. Paul George, maybe you have James Harden and Paul George as your core. Anthony Davis is about to get traded. You've seen Kawhi Leonard moved. You've seen a lot of trades. I think if the Rockets hadn't traded for Chris Paul, number one, they wouldn't be locked into the worst contract in the city for the last two decades, paying a guy max money to deteriorate and go away and slowly become somewhat of a liability more times than not in the playoffs. And you would also maybe have a better second option in Paul George or something like that. I think the Chris Paul trade, if they hadn't made that, first of all, they wouldn't have had much more success because we've seen what's happened. And I think they would have a higher ceiling moving forward.
I think the short answer for me is they would still be playing right now. And the reason I say that is, how would this exact team, but instead of Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard grab you?
I mean, it'd be good. I don't know if the Spurs would have traded him here, but obviously you'd rather have Kawhi Leonard than Chris Paul. What about Paul George? That's the name I keep throwing out there.
And that was kicked around as well.
Top five MVP candidate this year. A guy who's somewhat of a wing guy, gives you a whole nother element. Match up with Durant, assuming he's there. Would you rather have Paul George right now or Chris Paul? Because that was realistic.
Paul George, which I never would have said that 2 years ago. Right?
Yeah, Father Time's caught up to Chris Paul quicker than most. What if Michael Jordan hadn't played baseball when the Rockets won their championships?
Now you're going to stir the pot.
I'm just asking. I'm asking you, J-Lo.
Now you're going to stir the pot. Golly, this is a tough one. I think Dream in 95 was just in another zone. He was just in another atmosphere.
Yeah, I don't think Luke Longley was going to check him.
Yeah, no. But what would Jordan have done? I'll put it this way. Had Jordan played both those years, and save all your texts, he played the second year. That's okay, whatever. He came in the middle of the season and wasn't himself. But let's say had he played both those years, the Rockets would have won one title, not two. I'll give him one.
So they would have at least won one.
95. He was in another stratosphere. Dream was.
And also, I don't know that the Bulls win the next three because they could have run out of gas too, right?
True. Acquired other pieces. You know, it's hard to say.
And we didn't know whether they would have Dennis Rodman or not because they got him when Jordan came back. So it would have been interesting. What if Brady Aiken had signed with the Astros in 2014?
No Alex Bregman.
What would this team look like without Alex Bregman?
I think, what if you, like clearly they wouldn't be the same team. Bregman's an MVP. But I think they'd still be in contention. I think they would have found a way to, I mean, maybe we would have seen guys like, I don't know. I mean, we would have seen Gurriel play in a different position, you know, something like that. Correa, whatever, in a different role, I should say. I think they'd still be just about where they are. If they still get Verlander but no Bregman, they'd be just about where they still are.
And I don't know. Imagining this team without Bregman last year, especially when Altuve and Correa were out, it's hard for me to imagine that they would have had as much success last year because they were actually in a division race last year. I think that would be absolutely insane just to see how that whole thing would work out. But just so much has gone, so much good has gone from this. Text line's asking if George was traded before they got Chris Paul. No, he was not. He was actually traded afterwards. What if the Rockets had taken Jordan instead of Akeem? This courtesy of 9517 on the text line.
They'd have more titles. You can't say they wouldn't. Because Jordan needed complementary pieces. How would Jordan have looked with Otis Thorpe on the front line? You know? And just, I mean, Jordan and Kenny Smith? Come on.
And I'm not really excited about that.
Yeah, I am. Are you kidding me?
He wouldn't play with Pippen. I don't know, Kenny Smith?
Kenny Smith was really good.
I'm supposed to be sold on that?
I don't think you're giving
Kenny
Smith.
He was all right. I mean, he was good. He had a nice little game one of the finals against the Magic, but... I mean, Jordan had Pippen, man.
I think he would have had multiple titles here.
So things would have gone better is what you're saying.
Yes.
So you think MJ would have still been MJ in Houston?
He was going to be MJ no matter what.
You think
he
would have become as much of a global icon?
Yes, absolutely. And Houston would be like championship city right now.
So we got some breaking news here, according to John Lopez. Breaking news, courtesy of the OG John Lopez, who's been covering sports in Houston for 30 years. Hakeem Olajuwon, a bust. Should have never happened. Wrong pick by the Houston Rockets, according to the OG John Lopez.
Why do you do this? Look, he's one of the three, four, five best centers in the history of the game.
Wow. Well, just keeps going back and back. You want to call him a hack now or what?
Am I wrong? Who are the five best centers in NBA history?
Wilt.
Yeah.
Hakeem.
Okay.
And then whoever.
The all-time leading scorer for a while is up there, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And Kareem. Wilt, Kareem, Hakeem. No particular order except Wilt's number one.
More titles, more dominant at his best. Shaquille O'Neal says hello.
Shaq was good, but Hakeem got the best
Shaq
of him
was
in the series.
Good.
No, but he got him in his second year in the NBA. Yeah, but he was more athletic. He was more fit to guard Hakeem than when he was a Laker.
Are you like one of those truthers?
No, I'm just saying.
Top five ever of all time.
The thing about Hakeem is he beat Robinson in a series, embarrassed him. He beat Ewing in a finals. He beat Shaq in a series. Like he beat all the centers of that era. Shaq didn't beat Hakeem in a series. I gotta give Hakeem the nod. If Hakeem had Kobe, I think Hakeem would have been all right.
It's his second year, dude. I'm just stirring the pot.
I'm just telling you, if Hakeem had had Kobe, I think he probably would have done okay for himself.
Oh, no, with no question about that.
I think he would have.
How much of a crossover would there have been?
There?
In their careers.
I'm just talking about if you could, like, put them in time machines and put them at the same time. I think Hakeem would have been all right.
Bill Russell says, what's up?
He's 6'8", 220. He doesn't get on the list.
Bill Walton says, hey.
Bill Walton was good, but he got hurt too much.
But at his best, he was top five easy.
I mean, he was one of the best passers. He was good. He was good. I like Bill, but he was hurt
all of
much.
A sudden, you're trying to, like, turn things on me when I make an accurate statement that he's one of the top three, four, five centers of all time. So you actually agree with that statement, but you're trying to make me look bad.
No, I'm just saying.
You are.
I think Hakeem was better than Shaq. I think Hakeem was better than Shaq.
At his best, Shaq was better. Overall, Hakeem was better.
Come on, bro. Hakeem was better at his best.
I don't know. I mean, that's one of those, whatever your preference is. No one could guard Shaquille at his best.
Guard Hakeem?
Again, at his best, no one. You know, but I mean, what I'm saying is, he destroyed the Defensive Player of the Year in Robinson in that one series. But what I'm saying is, I'm making accurate statements, and you're making them come off as looking like I'm dumping on someone. Another accurate statement is, it was a mistake to draft Hakeem instead of Michael Jordan.
Okay.
It was absolutely a mistake in retrospect. Is that inaccurate?
I don't know. I don't know how it would have worked out for MJ here. Maybe everything was perfect for him in Chicago. It's a butterfly effect.
They were awful. The Rockets were a better team when they drafted. Ended up having better complementary pieces early on.
He would have had Ralph, too.
Exactly.
Too. Y'all think he would have had 6 rings, though?
I don't know.
Yes.
All right. He said here? Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. Too much butterfly effect.
With Ralph Sampson, Kenny Smith, some of those guys, Otis Thorpe.
I don't know.
He would have had at least 5 or 6.
I don't know.
So am I inaccurate?
On your opinion? I can't call your opinion inaccurate.
No. In retrospect, you should have drafted Michael instead of Hakeem.
I think they made the right pick.
Come on, man. You're just
I think if the Bulls had the first pick, they would have done the same thing.
Totally.
You don't think the Bulls would have done the same thing?
What do you mean?
They would have drafted Hakeem.
Yeah, and it would have been a mistake. It would have been a mistake.
I don't know, man. It's
sometimes
a
mistake is a good thing.
It's a butterfly effect, though.
Sometimes a mistake is still a good thing.
But this is the whole thing. Like,
but Kobe, it was a mistake.
But this would be my counterpoint. Kobe is one of the best shooting guards of all time. Mm-hmm. He's one of the top three shooting guards of all time, right?
Right.
Do you think that Kobe would be as good and as decorated and as accomplished if he had, like, if Charlotte had never traded him and he'd gone somewhere where he didn't have Shaq bringing him up in the league with Phil Jackson and all that stuff? Because I know the first year he had Del Harris, but do you think, I mean, there's a chance that given Kobe's attitude and temperament, he could have been just somewhat of a, not a disaster, but a guy who filled the stat sheet and didn't win as much in Charlotte. Is that possible?
I think you're shortchanging just how great these players were.
I'm not shortchanging. You're
saying, basically, let me put on my Landry Locker cap. You're saying Michael Jordan would have been a bust if he played anywhere but Chicago. Exactly what you're saying.
I'm saying he might not have 6 rings. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he might not be as much of a legend.
Was basically a system guard. Is what you're saying.
He was the third best player on his college team. I will say that. Sam Perkins and James Worthy were better.
The only person to ever stop Michael Jordan was
Dean Smith.
Yep.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Still trying to get this slime bowl bracket together.
Shocking.
Yeah, okay. Hakeem a bust, even more shocking. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Texans OTAs begin today, and the team has finally said goodbye to Ryan Griffin. I feel bad for Ryan Griffin. I'll tell you why next.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.